Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
If you've ever wondered how to stay vibrant, joyful, full of purpose as the years go by, well, today's program is for you. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, one of the nation's leading holistic health and lifestyle experts. For three decades, Susan taught healthy living at UCLA and has inspired millions worldwide through her books, speaking engagements, media appearances, and wellness programs. Her latest books include A Hug in a Mug, Uplifted, and her newest gold medal award-winning inspirational novelette, Joy and the Butterfly. A heartwarming story touching readers of all ages, reminding us that it's never too late to discover joy, courage, and transformation. Today, Susan will share simple yet powerful ways to harness the healing power of humor to feel better physically, mentally, and spiritually. Stay tuned as we explore the fascinating science behind laughter and discover why a good sense of humor may be one of the healthiest tools that we have. Susan's wisdom is practical, uplifting, and refreshingly hopeful. So grab a cup of coffee, pen, paper, get ready to be inspired. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Great topic. Looking forward to it. Nice to have you with us.
Rick, hi.
Hello there.
Cup of coffee or tea or water or we are going to have fun today.
Well, I love the topic, the healing power of humor. People often say humor's the best medicine. We've heard that for years. Is that simply a cheerful expression, or can humor truly move us maybe from stress to strength?
Yeah, you know, I think I've heard that phrase my whole life. It's a good place to start. I'll say right off, Rick, that, and thank you for having me back.
My pleasure.
Laughter is not a replacement for good medical care, because I would never say to you, cancel your cardiologist and book a comedian instead. But humor is a remarkably powerful companion to healthy living because it changes the way we experience stress. And when we're stressed, and you and I have talked about this on a whole show devoted to stress, but when you're tense and stressed out, the body braces for trouble. Our breathing becomes shallow, our muscles tighten, and every small inconvenience begins auditioning for a major role in catastrophe. So a genuine laugh interrupts that pattern because we breathe more deeply, we loosen physical tension, and we gain a little emotional distance from whatever is upsetting us. So in other words, humor does not necessarily change the situation, but it changes the position from which we view it. I think of it like a windshield wiper for the mind. It does not stop the rain, but it helps us to see the road, and that clear perspective allows us to respond with creativity rather than panic, patience rather than irritation, and courage rather than helplessness. And sometimes strength begins with one deep breath, and sometimes it begins with a good belly laugh.
So it is therapeutic. I am glad to hear that. I mentioned in the beginning, fascinating science. What does science say actually happens inside the body when we laugh? What is the reaction?
Yeah, it's quite remarkable when you look at the science, and it's very encouraging. In a 2023 systematic review of all the meta-analysis of laughter studies, it found that spontaneous laughter was associated with meaningful reductions in cortisol. You know that's one of the body's primary stress hormones. So in other words, laughter may help tell the nervous system, this emergency is over. You may stop acting as though the toaster is plotting against you. And researchers have also studied circulation in the body. That was another topic you and I devoted a whole show to.
Yes.
And in a crossover study, healthy adults watched either a comedy or a serious documentary for 30 minutes. And after the comedy, they found huge increases in healthier blood pressure. They found the measures of blood vessel function improved. a 17% increase in flow-mediated dilation, a 10% increase in arterial compliance, which means that was a great benefit for your blood pressure. So it's not a prescription, but laughter humor offers an intriguing clue that the heart may prefer a good comedy to an evening of alarming headlines. And I'll finish a thought from what you just asked, is that a hearty laugh also changes our breathing. It engages our abdominal muscles so they get tighter and firmer. It helps firm our facial muscles when you smile and laugh. And it's often followed by a period of relaxation. And we might call it an internal reset button, although very thankfully no batteries are required and there's no instruction manual written in six languages.
I love that. It actually is amazing. I'm just taking in everything you're saying because laughter is so good for us. And we've read this for years, and you wonder, can humor really help with pain, with memory, with mood, with sleep, or have some of these health claims been exaggerated? You study all of the research. Do you believe all the research, or some of it? Is it exaggerated?
Well, I do believe all the scientific research, and I do write about it in my book, Uplifted. Laughter, okay, I'll say again, it's not a cure-all, but several studies suggest that it can definitely be a valuable supportive tool, because in a randomized crossover study about 2 years ago found that just 30 minutes of comedy and genuine laughter improved pain tolerance in healthy adults. Another study involving older adults found that those who watched a 20-minute humorous video, and we can find them all the time, can't we, online?
Yes.
Had lower cortisol and performed better on measures of learning and delayed recall than those who just quietly waited. And I think this is especially encouraging for anyone who has ever searched the entire house for their car keys while holding them. I'm speaking from personal experience here. You know, apparently, Rick, the brain appreciates a joke almost as much as it appreciates finding those keys. And in one other study not long ago in 2019, a meta-analysis of 10 randomized trials involving 814 adults, it found that laughter and humor interventions produce small to moderate improvements in depression and anxiety, an issue with so many people these days, along with improvements in sleep quality. So these findings do not mean, I want to say this again, that humor replaces counseling, medication, or medical treatment. They mean that laughter can be part of a larger wellness toolbox beside exercise, nutritious food, prayer, restorative sleep, supportive relationships, and professional care when needed.
Our topic today, the healing power of humor, finding joy and wellness through laughter and smiles. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. You can log on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When we go through difficult seasons of life, grief, illness, caregiving, loneliness, financial stress, is humor still appropriate, or can it seem insensitive in some cases?
That's a really good question, and I think I'll answer it this way. Healing humor never will deny the pain. You know, it gives pain a little less room to dominate the entire house. Humor's not a blindfold, it's like a life jacket, and it helps us stay afloat while we face reality honestly. And timing and kindness always matter. What a lot of people won't know, that don't know you well like I do, is you are an incredible comedian with the best sense of humor, Rick, of anybody I've ever known. It's one of the times whenever we talk, you know, during, after a show, or at other times, I'm always a little bit lighter and happier because your sense of humor just lifts me up, and that's what it does. And timing and kindness do matter. We should never use a joke to dismiss someone's sorrow or pressure them to cheer up. Oh, cheer up. Don't make it a big deal. You don't want to do that. But first we listen. We sit beside them. We honor what hurts. Then when humor naturally peaks around the corner, we can welcome it. Some of the most courageous laughter happens, as we both know, in hospital rooms, caregiving homes, in family kitchens, because it says, this is hard, but hardship will not take every beautiful thing from us. So kind of summarizing what you just asked, I think the safest humor is usually shared humor or gentle humor about our own imperfections. You know, you want to laugh with people, never at them. And remember that tears and laughter are not enemies. They often sit side by side. They ride tandem like two relatives at Thanksgiving who disagree about everything but still pass the mashed potatoes. And we can grieve deeply and still laugh. You know, both are signs that the heart is alive.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Sometimes there are situations you just have to laugh, and you're a good audience, so I appreciate that. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about the healing power of laughter. How does shared laughter strengthen, well, relationships, help families, the situations you're talking about where there's some disagreement, family, friends, coworkers become, how does that work with them, and how does that help them become more resilient?
Well, I'll tell you what my mom and my grandmother used to say to me. They used to say shared laughter is emotional glue. It lowers defensive, it restores perspective, and it reminds us that we're on the same team. A 2017 brain imaging study found that social laughter triggered the release of the body's own opioid chemicals in the brain regions. Yes, we have opioid chemicals naturally in our body, and they're associated with pleasure and bonding. And in a related experiment, laughing together also raised pain thresholds. Like Norman Cousins, remember?
Oh, yes.
He used to write about this, who, by the way, used to be a really good friend of mine. I miss him, too. Anyway, the research suggests that laughter does not merely entertain us, but it may well connect us. And this makes sense in everyday life because a family that can laugh together can often recover more quickly from tension. And a couple that can survive thermostat negotiations, assembling furniture, and asking, where would you like to eat tonight, has already completed advanced resilience training. So, let me just also mention that humor can often soften a disagreement without avoiding the issue. It can help us say, I love you more than I love being right, which for some of us is a spiritual achievement worthy of a parade. And the key is affectionate humor, not sarcasm that wounds. Healthy humor says we are wonderfully imperfect humans, and we'll figure this out together. And that sense of companionship makes burdens lighter and relationships stronger, I believe.
Seen so many times you've taken what could be a volatile situation and you've diminished the volatility by injecting a little humor there. And everybody laughs. They haven't changed their opinions any. They laugh and they're friends and everybody goes on. So there's so much truth to what Dr. Susan is saying. Some people go, you know what? I don't think I'm that funny. I'm simply not funny. Can anyone develop a healthy sense of humor? And what practical habits do you recommend so you lighten up a little bit?
Well, I know you can't say that personally, although it's a great question because you are so funny. But you're right. Not everyone has a great sense of humor. And you and I have met a lot of people along our life path that we wish had a better sense of humor. But remember this. You do not need perfect timing or a microphone or your own comedy special. A sense of humor begins with noticing life's harmless absurdities and giving yourself permission to enjoy them. I like to always recommend this simple daily smile prescription that uses the word SMILE as an acronym, because S means seek one thing each day, seek one thing each day that genuinely amuses you. We can all do that. M means make room for uplifting people, funny books, favorite comedies, playful pets, and children who can often explain life with complete confidence and very few facts. I means interrupt stress with a one-minute humor break. L means laugh with people, never at their expense. And E, the last letter of SMILE, means end the day. This is what I do every day, Rick, by remembering the funniest or most delightful moment that I experienced that day. I also have a little humor first aid kit. My grandmother taught me to do this. A folder of cartoons, amusing memories. It's now on my computer, though. Instead of a manila envelope or folder in the back room. Photographs, clean jokes, or video clips that reliably lift your spirits. We want to schedule laughter the way that we might schedule other healthy habits. You know, we faithfully make appointments, we hope, for dental cleanings and oil changes. So surely joy deserves 10 minutes on the calendar each day, 10 minutes or 12. The goal is not to perform. The goal is to become more available to delight with your heart and your mind. You become more available to delight.
So much great information, and you'll find more on this topic and many other topics on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. And we'll talk about the website, what all is there in a few minutes. What's one message you hope every listener will remember about humor and healing after our conversation today?
Well, I would say, if you want to live vibrantly and age gracefully, one of our last topics, We've got to keep our sense of humor polished. We really do. And ready for action. Laughter is nature's facelift. It's free. It's painless. There's no appointment required. It lifts your cheek muscles. It brightens your eyes. It exercises the stomach. And unlike most beauty or medical treatments, nobody will ask you for your insurance card. And after the years pass, you will all agree to this, life gives us plenty of material, because we may walk into a room and forget why we went in there. We may spend 10 minutes looking for the glasses already perched on our head, or we may bend down to tie our shoe and wonder, what else can we accomplish while we're down there? And the secret is not to be embarrassed. The secret is to turn it into a comedy routine. Brighten your day. And a good sense of humor helps us carry life's burdens without letting them crush our spirit. It also will soften your disappointments, strengthen your relationships. It will lower tension and reminds us not to take every wrinkle, wobble, and misplaced car key as a personal tragedy. So I would say, laugh at yourself today kindly, laugh with people you love, and look for something delightful every day. Because growing older, Rick, we both agree with this.
Oh, yes.
It's inevitable, but growing gloomy is optional. Keep your faith strong, your heart young, and your funny bone well exercised.
Before we say goodbye, is there anything else you'd like to mention about humor and its capacity to heal? I'm fascinated by that because I've seen it work in so many cases where there is a capacity to heal there. It makes everybody feel better.
It sure does. You know, absolutely, it sure does. I would remind everyone that humor is not simply something we enjoy when life is going well. A lot of people look at it that way. It's a way of seeing our life that helps us live well when life is messy, unpredictable, and occasionally appears to have been organized by a committee that we've never met. And we cannot always choose to choose what arrives on our doorstep, but we can choose what we invite to stay for dinner, can't we? And we can feed resentment. We can rehearse every irritation and talk about it nonstop. We can give one rude driver the middle finger or rent-free lodging in our mind, or we can look for the lesson, the blessing, and whenever possible, a little punchline. So our outlook becomes the atmosphere in which we live. That's important. Our attitude about life, our outlook becomes the atmosphere in which we live. And if you think, well, what does it matter? You're going to like this. Research has associated greater optimism with longer life. You're going to live to at least 120, Rick, and a greater chance of reaching an advanced stage. Now, does that mean that not smiling will guarantee us 100 birthday candles, or that pessimists should begin ordering them in bulk? No, it means that hope and healthy responses to stress may be meaningful parts of a longer life. And I'll finish this question with, keep in mind that positivity is not pretending everything is perfect. That's not optimism. That's poor eyesight. Real optimism says, this is difficult, but difficulty is not the whole story. I still have choices. I can ask for help. I can begin again. And someday, this may become a story I tell at dinner after changing the names to protect the guilty.
We can all learn from what you've talked about during the course of the program today. And I know, speaking of acronyms, you have one in Uplifted. We've got an acronym for humor. And I love that. There's so much value there. Talk about that.
Yes, good. H-U-M-O-R. So as I wrote about in Uplifted, H means hold life lightly. This is sort of a little summary of what we've talked about today, this acronym. That means take your responsibilities seriously, but do not take every inconvenience personally. The washing machine did not break because the universe has singled you out. And then U means use your smile generously, because a sincere smile is a small gift that says, I see you. You matter. You know, we're going to be all right. Smiling cannot solve every problem, but it can surely soften tension and make human connection easier. And then M in humor means, I love this, make room for merriment. You see, Rick, joy rarely pounds on the door demanding an appointment with you. It slips through in things like music, pets, grandchildren, funny friends, and the moment you realize you've been searching for your telephone while talking on it. And O means open your eyes to the bright side, not because there's a dark side, but because staring at darkness all day has never helped anyone find that light switch. So notice what is still good, still possible, and still worthy of gratitude. And R is remember that joy is a practice. We do not wait until we feel joyful to live joyfully. We create small moments of delight, and those moments begin teaching the heart a happier rhythm. So the bottom line for this is don't Postpone laughter until your problems disappear, because by then you may have misplaced your glasses, your car keys, and the reason you walked into a room. You want to laugh today, smile today, call a friend who makes your spirit brighter, collect funny memories as carefully as you collect important documents, because on a difficult day, those memories may be exactly the medicine your heart needs. And never forget that life is too important to be taken seriously every minute of the day. Keep your hope alive, your smile within reach, and your funny bone in excellent working order, because we may not be able to add years to our lives with every laugh, but we can certainly add more life, love, and light to the years we are given.
What a really important conversation today. It's something that we all need to lighten up from time to time and enjoy life and have a good laugh. And we've learned so much during the course of the program today, and you'll find out much more on Dr. Susan's website. I mentioned the books. We mentioned Uplifted. You mentioned in the beginning your award-winning book, Joy and the Butterfly. Where do we get copies of your books? How do we go about finding out what's available and ordering them and getting autographed copies?
Okay. And I'll just say before we mention this briefly that our homework assignment for all of us today is find something to make us laugh. And just make that a little habit every day. You can devote 10 to 12 minutes a day to anything that will make you laugh. I appreciate that recently you sent me a video from a Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yes.
That had both of us laughing so hard we cried because it was so funny. And we both said they don't really make comedies like that anymore. It was so great. So people often ask me which of my books they should start with. If you want some simple daily health info about foods that has 100 delicious recipes, you'll love A Hug in the Mug. If you're looking for uplifting stories and practical ways to live with more joy, faith, gratitude, and purpose, Uplifted is a wonderful choice. That I talk a lot about the healing power of humor in that book, and I even have intermission breaks. They're called intermission humor breaks, where I tell you funny stories and jokes just to get you laughing in the book. And I'm especially excited about my newest gold medal award-winning novelette, Joy in the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. It touches hearts because it's much more than a story. It's a reminder that transformation is always possible at any age. And children love the adventures in this book, which broadens their imagination. And adults connect with it because it gives messages of courage, hope, resilience, kindness, and discovering that the beauty is within us all right now. So it's for everyone, not just children of all ages, but adults are loving it as much. So to find out how to get these books, you can get autographed copies. You just go to SusanSmithJones.com, click on my social media link, sign up there for my free monthly healthy living newsletter at SusanSmithJones.com. And by the way, that newsletter, you get a lot of gifts from me when you sign up. And one of the gifts is the most delicious healthy beet brownie fudgy moist chocolate recipe that you'll get when you sign up, plus many other gifts that you get when you sign up. You can unsubscribe at any time, but those are great gifts that you absolutely will love. So it's just my name, my website, SusanSmithJones.com.
And you'll find when you get the newsletters, you want a folder for those because he will save these. You'll think of something a couple of months ago that Dr. Susan talked about, and you'll go back and you'll use it as a reference. You'll go back and you'll see beautiful pictures there. You'll see great stories. You'll see humor there. It's all in the monthly newsletter, and it's free, and it'll take you under 10 seconds to sign up for it. You can do that on her website. Before we go, let's talk a second about the Gold Medal Award-winning book, Joy and the Butterfly. Talk about the different formats it comes in. You can get the ultra premium color over the standard color, and that's really a wise investment, isn't it? I mean, the picture, the book just jumps out at you.
Yes. You know what? Amazon carries it, but you can't get the ultra premium color, and it's got beautiful, beautiful images, and it's for the same price. So, Rather than going to Amazon, you can get hardcover copy there. But if you go to my website, there are multiple links. You can get hardcover, softcover, ebook, and on my website, you can click only there at SusanSmithJones.com. Go to books in the navigation bar and go to the first entry, which is Joy and the Butterfly. And there you can just click to get the ultra premium color. If you don't have both, it's hard to compare. You think the normal book is the right book, but when you look at the ultra premium color, it's absolutely captivating. The beautiful images I created, over 50 of them throughout the book. And it's a chapter book. It's 18 chapters that kids of all ages are loving. Even if you can't read yet, I've got questions in the back of the book for the adults to ask to the child about every image to help them. I have a teaching credential from UCLA, and I used to teach children of all ages, and my previous children's book, Vegetable Soup, The Fruit Bowl, also won an award. But this one, this prestigious gold medal for Joy and the Butterfly, was from a group that is called Mom's Choice Awards. And every author of a book lives to have an award like this. So I got the gold medal for the best family-friendly book. And some of it's faith-based, so it will appeal to everybody, children and adults. And if you're depressed or anxious or feeling hopeless, no matter your age, this book will lift your spirit, give you courage, help you to realize the importance of kindness and forgiveness and looking for the bright side of things and counting your blessings and being brave. The stories throughout the 18 chapters will captivate you and make you want to read it and reread it and give it as gifts. That's what people are telling me.
And you'll find all of that on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Been our guest on the program. The topic today has been the healing power of humor, finding joy and wellness through laughter and smiles. Also, you'll find Susan on X at Susan Smith Jones. And you're on Instagram as well, aren't you?
I'm on Instagram and X, and it's easy to find that info. If you go to my website, on the top right of the website, it has a big X. It also has Susan's links, so you can click there.
So all you have to do is remember SusanSmithJones.com. Everything you need is there. And this has been a fun program today. Dr. Susan, thank you as always for being with us on the program. Excellent job, and let's do it again.
Yes, I'll see you next month. Thank you.
We will do that. Looking forward to that. And once again, everything on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America. We are on 28 podcasts and social media platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, Audible, Google, and many more. Also find us YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and many others. While you're there, like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.